This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, December 15th, brought to you by ADM. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the House of Representatives gave final congressional approval today to a bill allowing schools to return to serving whole milk, overturning a key provision of the Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act that was passed back in 2010. The Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act, which passed the House by a voice vote, headed now to President Trump for his expected signature. House Agriculture Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson said, "Unfortunately, out of touch and outdated federal regulations have imposed restrictions on the types of milk students have access to." He also said dairy consumption among children fell short of what was recommended under the federal dietary guidelines, and that the restrictions had turned away an entire generation of milk drinkers. The bill lets schools serve flavored and unflavored reduced fat 2% in whole milk, those varieties prohibited under the 2010 law that mandates flavored milk be fat free and traditional milk be at 1% at most. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins publishing a piece in The Hill highlighting the ways USDA is partnering with governors to strengthen integrity and restore nutritional value within the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Rollins' notes suggest at the discretion of President Trump, the Department of Agriculture is empowering states with unprecedented flexibility to manage their nutrition programs. This is a bipartisan commitment from red and blue states alike, and SNAP is finally being steered back toward its intended purpose, getting wholesome foods on the plates of Americans most vulnerable, in her commentary. Last Wednesday, she said, "I was proud to sign a waiver for six states that have decided to strengthen integrity and restore nutritional value within the SNAP program. These states follow in the wake of 12 others that were approved for similar waivers earlier this year." A federal indictment involving the alleged theft of old frying grease from U.S. restaurants is highlighting the need for better safeguards to protect the increasingly valuable commodity, according to the North American Renderers Association. The trade group promotes reuse of animal byproducts like beef tallow and used cooking oil, products that have surged in value as more refiners seek them out to make biodiesel and other lower polluting fuels. The theft of UCO is especially a problem for businesses ranging from mom-and-pop eateries to food trucks to large restaurant chains. The NARE estimates as much as $500 million worth of UCO is stolen in the U.S. last year. In other news, the Trump administration not expected to finalize the 2026 biofuel blending quotas before the end of this year. That according to three sources familiar with the situation, extending uncertainty over a policy closely watched by the rival oil and agriculture sectors. The slowdown would throw one of the administration's most consequential energy policy choices into next year and folds the highly anticipated quotas into a growing cluster of interlocking decisions the White House is weighing on biofuel policy. Now, here's a programming note. This Thursday afternoon at 1 Central, 2 Eastern, AgriPulse holding an insightful webinar on the facts on the health and economic impact of seed oils. The webinar will identify the health claims of seed oils. You can register at www.agripulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by ADM. Harvest to home sounds so simple, but a lot happens between the two. 18,000 people work for ADM in the U.S., operating a vast transportation and manufacturing network. That allowed ADM to purchase over 1 billion bushels of crops from over 56,000 U.S. farmers last year and transport those crops to U.S. and global markets so their ingredients could sustain and benefit families everywhere. Learn more at ADM.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.